We're back on record, Jefferson County Grand Jury. Before you go with the next body camera, if you all have something that you want to see, write it down, and then we can address that. So just keep track of something you haven't seen that you want to see.
Okay, and the last body camera footage that we will walk through and see today is from SWAT member Officer Daniel Zumach.
Is that the medic?
Yes, I think that's the medic from SWAT team. Okay, that is all the video, the body camera footage we have for you. We're next going to move into, we're going to present three radio transmissions by Detective Hankinson. And that's on the Louisville, they have multiple channels, but that's on the Louisville police radio system. Okay, now we're going to move into some 911 call alert that will call me, reference this incident. The first 911 call you're going to hear is from Kim Chaffee at 0043:53. She's making a call from
start that. If you would refer back to that original Hankinson radio, do you have a time on that?
Yeah, so I apologize. The first call from Detective Hankinson, first radio traffic was made at 0043:12.
So 12:43 a.m.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, the next one, Kim Chaffee at 0043:53. I like that. Okay, we'll do it on this one as well. Reference, it's right here, 3,000 here.
And 3,003 was over to the left?
Yep, right there.
Oh, right across, okay.
Yeah. Right there.
Yes, ma'am, I'm with the... Yes, I don't know where it's coming from, but there's a lot of gun shots.
Any property for...
Just a little bit left, but... Adrian, I'm calling the police.
Come on.
Okay, my son said he was 12, he was late, but I was calling the police.
How long have you been...
I'm sorry?
How long have you been in the shop?
How long ago?
Yes, how long has passed since you heard the shot?
I told you as soon as I thought I heard it was.
Have you heard or seen anything suspicious after the shots were fired?
I'm not getting near the windows or around anybody else, so no, I haven't.
What's your name, Miss Barber?
My name is Kim. My number's...
Do you have a permit under your town?
Mm-hmm.
I'll come up here to show you if you want to speak with them and make it out in the area.
I don't have to, if they want to call me, then you know.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Okay. The next 911 call you're going to hear is from Summer Dickerson at 12:44 a.m. and 8 seconds. She's calling from... That's over here.
You said it was...
The Kim Chaffee was here before, the first one there. And that man, Ms. Dickerson is right there.
Is it just outside the
door? Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, now the next call we're going to hear is a 911 call from Renee Pruitt. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Can you clarify? Did she say that she heard a lot and then there were a couple that were later?
No, she said the two different things. Like one, she sounded like
like somebody was shooting back in front of her.
That's what she said.
And then she did say that it's part of the meeting.
Well, she said it's you.
You'll hear a summary of her interview.
Yeah. We've got a summary of her call. I'll read that back to you.
Oh, okay.
That's what's going on. Okay, this is a summary of Summer Dickerson's call. I live at the apartments behind me. Lots of gunshots right now. There was about 8 to 9 gunshots. I mean, it came out of nowhere and it almost sounded like someone was shooting back, but I am not sure. There was a bunch and it sounded like one or two that was not the same gun. Heard nothing else. I was in my bed and I just jumped up. My daughter jumped up because it just scared her. And they are still shooting. Come on, come on. You all need to come over here shooting like crazy. Don't go to the window. Okay, this is crazy. It is close. I can hear it by my door. Oh my God. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Now, where did she live at again?
And from my experience, just to put things in a little bit of perspective, sounds scary at night a little differently. So,
you said if you have heard those shots.
Yeah.
Especially when it's quiet at night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Any other questions on that call?
No, thank you.
Okay, the next call we're going to hear is from Renee Pruitt at 0045, 1245 hours. That call is being made from They are in the parking lot. They just shot 7 to 8 times. They are right here in front of my house. I have my grandbaby and kids in here. I don't know what they are doing. My kids heard them arguing. I told them to get down. They shot like 9 shots and someone hollered reload. Tell them to get here. I don't know what is going on. They are shooting right in front of my door. I don't know if that is an ambulance or what. It's police. The police out there. Okay, thank you. Yes,
sir. I'm right. Each one of these people that called into 911 were asleep.
Probably. I mean, it's okay. It's 12:45 in the morning, so. And I don't know what day of the week it was. So. It's a Friday. Excuse me, it's Friday.
It sounds like she said the kids are going to come back and warn me like a corporal. Yeah. So the kids went to sleep. Her kids in their house. Don't sound like.
What was the
timestamp on hers? Hers was 12:45 or 0045. I don't have the seconds on that one. So. Okay, the next, any more questions on that one? All right, the next 911 call we will listen to is from Kenneth Walker. He's in apartment 4. And the timestamp on that one is 0050. And 13 seconds, 12:50 a.m. and 13 seconds. And this is coming from 2006 Springfield Drive number 4.
Hey, I'm not part of your report, Your Majesty. I don't know what happened. Somebody kicked in the door inside my girlfriend.
I'm sorry, you don't say that.
I'm at 3003 Springfield Drive number 4.
3003 Springfield Drive.
Again.
Okay. We'll go over the times of each call. Right.
Back up even more, remember, the officers got on scene about 0035, March 13th. They begin to execute the warrant, 0040. These are pockets, but nobody's looking at the watch, but 0040. The first 911 call comes from Kim at 12:43, 53 seconds. And that's from next call that we have here is 12:44:08. That's from Summer Dickerson. The next we have is from at 12:45, and we don't have the seconds on that one, 0045. And then Walker calls, Kenneth Walker calls from apartment 4 at 12:50 and 13 seconds. Now, I can't begin to speculate that what he was doing and why he waited, but that is all those other times.
So obviously, if they would have made the 911 call, they were not in the apartment shooting at it.
Well, see, at 12:45, that lady said they were still shooting.
Right.
So between 12:45 and 12:50, it looks like he was not trying to
get the phone.
Okay. Point out. Later on, another detective is going to give you a summary of Summer Dickerson's interview, and she was called at 12:44, and she will get into more detail about the shots. So that may help clarify some of the timing questions. But that's the detective Hall's going to do that later. But he has an interview that he's going to make, he's going to discuss involving Ms. Dickerson later and talk about the timing of the shots. This is a lot of information, and you have a lot of questions, but hopefully, as we go, the information that you need is going to be provided to you.
I just thought when we were talking about all the shots at the beginning, everything went pretty quickly.
I will speak to my own personal, I've been doing this a long time. When it comes to times, when it comes to times, it's all relevant. If you're under stress, time just takes longer. And if you're just a bystander, time kind of flows more naturally.
I thought this was a barrage of 10 bullets that happened just as a barrage.
And as you hear some more of our statements, that may be more clear to you.
Okay, now we have our next call is from Chelsea Knapper at 0050 hours. Remember, she lives at we have two calls from her, but this is the first one. This is from Chelsea Knapper.
The other lady.
What was the time stamp on?
0050, 12:50 a.m. We don't have the seconds on that one.
Okay, thank you.
Any questions on that? Okay, and we got a second call from Ms. Knapper. We don't have the exact time on this, but it's shortly after the first call.
Yes, that's officer in the apartment there. In the apartment. What's the apartment number? What's your name and phone number?
Chelsea Knapper.
What's going on? Did they tell me?
I don't know if they have all the machines or whatever is going on, but they're telling him they're pretty much helping him at gunpoint, saying, get out of the window, our apartment got bullet holes through it. I slept in there sleeping, and I need somebody to let them know, like, that we need help. I don't understand what's going on.
Is there somebody in your apartment?
Me, my boyfriend, and my son.
So who's inside your apartment with a gun?
Nobody. I'm thinking the cops are like the... Yeah, there's an apartment next to us. And they were really aggressive when we tried to open the door and figure out what's going on. And I don't know what's going on, but
just stay inside of your apartment, okay?
Okay. When you see them at the door, they held them at gunpoint.
They held you at gunpoint.
My boyfriend, they told me what?
The police got to the back door. The bullet came through the front wall from the next apartment where the shooting happened to our wall and hit our back screen door. And I went to the back screen door just now. And the police back there with the backlight and they're telling me to put my hand up, fucking hand up.
I'll call over to the dispatcher and let them know. Just stay inside your apartment, okay? Don't go outside.
All right.
Okay, that is all the 911 calls we have for you today.
And that is a good point for us to stop. We'll go off record now for lunch.